it was a good win. It was a very important win by the Socceroos. 1-0 over Jordan. Adam Taggart getting the goal in the 13th minute. A man who's across it all and give his thoughts on the performance is Robbie Slater, the former Socceroo. He joins us on the line. G'day, Rob.
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, really well. What did you make of that performance from Australia?
Yeah. Very good start up and a very difficult second half where Jordan came back and they missed a number of chances to at least equalise. And in the end, they get out of it with a 1-0 win. And you have to put it in context. And, you know, there will be criticism for the second half, which is disjointed. And they made a couple of substitutions, Jordan, at half-time that really did the trick and turned the game around. But it didn't turn the game around, importantly for us, on the scoreboard. But, you know, they had some fantastic chances to score. Al Karabat, Al Samari, Buckets that played on the left-hand wing was a constant threat in the second half. But when I put it in the context, we had never won away from home in Jordan. We've lost twice to Jordan in Jordan. And we lost, of course, in the Asian Cup, the last Asian Cup, to Jordan as well. So we've broken that, I guess, with a 1-0 win. It is a difficult place to go. We don't have, you know, the best of records against these kind of sides in the Middle East. So, you know, you take it. It's 3 points. It's about qualifying. They're going to finish top of the group now. They've gone 5 points clear. Kuwait, who absolutely destroyed Chinese Taipei, as we did as well, but they even got more goals, are now in second spot, but they're 5 points behind us. So we will finish top of this group and go on to the second phase of qualifying. But, yeah, one thing it does open up when you look at the performance, particularly in the second half, where we didn't deal with their enthusiasm, if you want, their high pressing. And, of course, Al Tamari, who turned the game on its head, he was the substitute. When we look at the second half, you know, me and Simon Hill were saying, well, lucky he didn't start. We couldn't understand why he didn't start. He's their best player, along with one of their guys who scored against us in the past, a lot older than Dador. He had a chance as well. But sort of looking at that second half, the first phase, we will finish top of this group, but the second phase is going to be very, very difficult.
Hey, Rob, you mentioned the players that played well for Jordan. Who were our standouts?
Look, I think particularly in the first half, I'll rule out the second half. The second half was probably Matty Ryan, which shows you the pressure we were under. First half, Tommy Rogic was outstanding. We didn't have a bad player. Taggart didn't do much, but he did the important thing and put the ball into the back of the net. Jackson Irvine was good, but really it was Rogic. When I say we rule out everyone in the second half, certainly not for effort, you know, and digging in and battling it out and getting the result. But if I can point someone out who came on, you know, pretty late, but we haven't seen him for a while. Martin Boyle came on. He's been out for a long time injured. We haven't seen him in a Socceroo shirt for quite some time, but he was lively when he came on. But apart from that, it's really take the 3 points.
Robbie, We've got Azza in Coffs Harbour here. He said, lads, great to see Big Arnie putting out strong teams in these early World Cup qualifiers. Unlike when Ange was in charge, he put the second string Roos team out. Well done, Arnie. 4 from 4. Keep it up. So that's a big point that he makes as well.
Yeah, look, you know, thinking back to the first phase of qualifying when Ange was there, yeah, he certainly did play a lot of different players but had a lot of success with that. And, you know, I think where we are at the moment, well, certainly, you know, we have to have our strong team. Now, don't forget, when Ange was in charge, we probably had more players. We certainly, when I say more players, we had, I was going to say quality, but that's probably a little bit unfair to put it like that. But, you know, they were a couple of our very best players, people like Mila Jednak and Tim Cahill, of course, who, when they retired along with 75% of the goal from the Socceroos campaign. So,
yeah.
Look, Adam's put it pretty well. We had a very good first half, led 1-0. Probably could have had another one, but a very difficult second half where they had to dig in. And yes, they missed some very good chances, but also, you know, Matt Ryan made a couple of great saves, and they dug in and got the result required.
Well, in the A-League, mate, arch rivals Sydney FC take on the Victory. Now, we know the Victory aren't travelling that great at the moment, but whenever they play Sydney, it always tends to be a bit of a, I shouldn't say spiteful game, but there's extra in the contest.
No, you're right. It can be very spiteful. They don't like each other. This is, before we had before the advent of the derbies, the Melbourne derby, the Sydney derby, and now you've got three Melbourne derbies. It's almost too many to, almost the reason to stop calling them derbies down there. But this was the original rivalry, Sydney against Melbourne, and I still think there's a lot in that. And obviously, they're the two most successful clubs in respect to trophies. So there's a lot of feeling. Melbourne victory, they haven't had a great start to the campaign. They got a draw at home to Wellington last week. Wellington had only won three times in Victoria. Well, they did win, but they did grab a point, their first point of the season. But they're missing some players with the Olympic team players away and also national team commitments as well. So it'll be a difficult game for Melbourne victory for me, and I think Sydney will win it.
Yeah, all right. Hey, I just want to ask you about this within the England camp. Raheem Sterling and Joe Gomez have had a bust-up at training. It's led to Gareth Southgate coming out and saying, well, Raheem Sterling, we're not going to make you available for this game. What was your take on that decision by Southgate, knowing that I can only imagine, Rob, that there may have been one or two times during your career that there might have been a bit of a blow-up in training.
More than one or two times. I remember being Frank Farina having a massive blow-up. I think it was about 4 days before we played Canada, which was back in the 98 Iran debacle. It ended up being the Iran debacle. It was that campaign. And we had a massive dust-up at training. And there was others over the years of other players, the teams that I played for, and rarely they'd get left out of the team. So I don't know, there must be a little bit more to this, because normally a dust-up is a dust-up and you move on.
Yep.
It's like on the field, while the game's on, even if you've got a mate on the other side, it's all over for 90 minutes or 80 minutes in rugby league. Football's no different. I saw many, many dust-ups. I was involved in a few in my time. And like I said, normally you just shake hands pretty much straight after and you move on. So there might be a little bit more to this. What that might be, I have no idea.
All right, we'll get your tips on the A-League. Oh, by the way, how'd your results go last week? A-League results.
A-League is only 3 from 5. It's not bad.
No, that's not pretty great. Good. Well, all right, well, the coast, Central Coast up against Adelaide United. Who do you like?
I've got Adelaide to win this against Central Coast. Central Coast at home, always tough, but I think Adelaide are travelling very well. They won last week at home to Brisbane. I think they just might shade it. But Central Coast and Brisbane, who we'll talk about, are playing Melbourne City. I've tipped Brisbane to win their first game. And the Mariners are going to win one sooner or later. I just think Adelaide might be a little bit too difficult for them. And I've got Brisbane to beat Melbourne City. That'll be their first win for the season. And Robbie Fowler is the coach, of course.
Yeah, Western United, Newcastle.
Yeah, I've got Western United to win. Against the Jets again. The Jets, at home, it's always difficult, but I've got a couple of away teams and a couple of home teams winning this weekend.
All right. And Sydney FC, of course, for that big one on
victory.
Sunday. Yeah. All right, mate. Thanks for that. We'll put those out on social media.
Are you off to the Dribblers today, mate?
Well, mate,
were you working
last night? Because I stayed up. We had to be in at around 1:30 a.m., so I thought no point sleeping.
Yeah.
But it was working. It was a good game, Jordan. But it can bring on a bit of a dribbler's thirst. And we could find Bulldog Richie zigzagging his way up there. Usually he walks a straight line there and a zigzag home. So it takes him 5 minutes to walk there and 7.5 minutes to get home.
Very good, Rob. Enjoy that.
Good on you, boys.